Environmental activists have a new target in their sights, Brazilian mahogany. Greenpeace and other international groups have convinced the Brazilian government to ban all exports of the valuable wood, citing widespread illegal logging in the Amazon. But as NPR's Martin Costi reports, with hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, Brazilian officials are under intense pressure to soften the restrictions.
The Amazon River is patrolled by agents of the Brazilian Environmental Institute, known by its Portuguese acronym, IBAMA. They're usually unarmed, and they travel in simple aluminum boats equipped with outboard motors. But they have the authority to stop and search almost any boat on the river.
Geralmente eles passam à noite, né? E aqui é ponto estratégico.
They usually come by at night, with their lights off, says Agent João Rubens, as he watches for smugglers. The agents are looking for undocumented plants or animals, but the big prize is timber. 10 years ago, the government estimated that as much as 80% of the wood coming out of the Amazon was illegal. Since then, the authorities claim they've reduced that number significantly. Agent Rubing says he believes that claim. It's decreasing a lot, says Rubing, referring to the number of illegal timber shipments that he's intercepted. The authorities have been especially successful in stopping the trade in mahogany. It's the most valuable wood in the Amazon, and loggers often invade national parks and Indian reservations to find it. The 300-year-old trees grow in isolated clusters, and the logging doesn't usually create the kind of devastating clear cuts that one sees elsewhere. Nonetheless, scientists say that removing the mahogany tree's massive canopies can dry out the surrounding forest, creating a fire hazard. In the past, the Brazilian government has tried to control mahogany logging with a permit system. But last fall, the police discovered millions of dollars worth of mahogany that had fake documents, or no papers at all, and it became clear that the entire regulatory system had broken down. So, in an unusual move, the government decided to ban all mahogany exports, permit or no permit. IBAMA official José Lilange coordinated the raids that led to the ban.
Não, acabou. Acabou, na minha análise, foi o último ano do mog.
It's over, Lilange says confidently. In my opinion, this was the last year of the mahogany trade. He says most new logging has stopped because the Brazilian government has asked customs officials in foreign countries not to accept new shipments. He's especially pleased with the way the Brazilian government canceled export permits on millions of dollars of mahogany that's already been sent to American ports.
Nós quebramos esse pessoal. Quebramos financeiramente.
We've broken these people financially, Lilange says, referring to the half dozen or so businessmen who control Brazil's mahogany trade. But from the United States, the view on the mahogany issue isn't quite so black and white.
Well, the information from Brazil to date on the legal status of the shipments and the wood contained in them has been mixed.
Peter Thomas is handling the mahogany case for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says 23 shipments, worth at least $15 million, have been stuck in U.S. ports since February, but it's not clear what's going to happen to them. The problem, he says, is that the Brazilian authorities have been contradicting each other. At one point, a middle manager at IBAMA faxed a letter to Washington saying that the wood was legal and could be imported. U.S. officials were about to let the wood in when they received another emergency fax from Brazil, contradicting the first. Paulo Adadio, the leader of Greenpeace's mahogany program, says powerful forces are trying to pressure IBAMA into relaxing the ban.
It's coming from importers, in particular the American importers, but also from the Brazilian exporters.
In fact, in the past few months, federal authorities in Brazil have stopped referring to a mahogany ban. Now they talk about a suspension, with the possibility of designing a new permit system. The Brazilian logging companies wouldn't give interviews, in part because they face criminal charges. U.S. importers say they didn't know they were buying illegal wood. Keister Evans is the director of the Tropical Forest Foundation, an organization that promotes what it calls reduced impact logging, and which has ties to the timber industry. Evans says there are alternatives to banning mahogany.
Oh, I don't doubt for a moment that it was out of control and not legal and so on. I think there's been a lot of that. But I feel confident that it's possible to develop some standards and give some permits or licenses and do it properly. It is a valuable commodity, but it absolutely needs to be controlled.
The Brazilians who favor the ban say that's wishful thinking, given how corruptible the previous system was. For the time being, Brazil's shaky ban is still in place, and American manufacturers of expensive furniture and high-end coffins say they're already being forced to look for other kinds of wood. Martin Costi, NPR News, Amazon State, Brazil.